been nearly 2 years since Madonna first made headlines for trying to adopt a small child from the African nation of Malawi.
And she has since become a voice for the more than 1 million children who are orphans in that country. And now she's behind a film on the subject, and Anne had the chance to catch up with her last night.
I did, that mirrors. In fact, Madonna hit the red carpet at New York City's Tribeca Film Festival last evening, where her new film debuted. It's called I Am Because We Are. It's a documentary about the struggle of these children who've been orphaned by AIDS in Malawi. And afterwards, I sat down with Madonna to talk about the film and why she felt a commitment to help those children.
I am because we are.
Something about their situation connected to me, and in a way, I was going on my own journey and connecting to these children and wanting to, in a way, heal myself whilst helping them.
In hearing about their suffering, something opened in you.
Yeah. I grew up as a motherless child. I had a roof over my head, and I had food, and I had a school to go to, and I still thought that my world was going to collapse on me. So how could it be for these children who, most of them, having lost both of their parents, having no roof over their head, no food to eat, how horrifying and frightening it must be for them.
You know, I wonder how this revelation came to you. You know, this is going to be a thing, you know, for you.
Yeah.
This is not how people see you.
I think having children and having a family forces you to think about people besides yourself. I mean, you don't really have a choice. I think I just got to a point in my life where I thought, you know, I have so much, and it's a great tragedy if I don't use what I have to make the world a better place. I know that that sounds silly or cheesy or like a cliche or whatever, but it's the truth.
If I was challenging people to open up their minds and their hearts, then I had to be willing to stand at the front of the line.
I appreciate and understand how people could be cynical. That's fine. I accept that.
Why do you appreciate that people can be cynical?
Because I think we live in a society that where people are naturally suspicious of acts of altruism or generosity.
Or maybe they might be suspicious because they might think, well, you know, Madonna changes all the time. Is this simply another fad du jour, a trend?
If
or is this a new, is this something that's really core to Madonna?
My reinventions are part of my evolution and my growth as a person. There are aspects of it that are frivolous, and there are aspects of it that are real.
His name is David. I decided to try and adopt him.
I don't see how anybody who really understands how complicated it is to adopt a child could say that someone chose to do that as a fad. It's just too difficult. Too traumatic.
It's been hard then to adopt David.
We have not even been granted the full adoption. It's supposed to be happening in the next month. So for the last 18 months, I've been a foster parent. I've been visited every 6 weeks by social workers who come into the house and make sure that you're being a good parent and that David's health is thriving, and ask you all kinds of invasive questions, and you have to put up with it and endure it. And, you know, I've been fingerprinted about 20 times and undergone psychological evaluations, and I think everybody who goes through adoptions has to do this, so I'm not alone. But, you know, I'd do it again.
You would?
Yeah.
Why?
Because David is amazing. Because he's brought so much joy to our lives, and, well, I love him. And so it was worth it. I think most people will suffer for the things they love.
And now at this point in your life, it seems that you're opening, there's some part of you that's softening, something that's looking for wisdom, usefulness.
Well, thank God.
What do you mean by that?
Well, thank God I'm searching for wisdom and usefulness. One hopes that one gets to that point in their lives sooner or later.
Do you ever wish that you could just be anonymous?
No? I mean, yeah, I have moments of it, but I don't want to wish that I'm not me. I don't wish I was someone else.
What is it that you want to feel about your life?
That my soul reached its true potential.
Mm-hmm.
And that I did everything that I was put on this earth to do.
Which is?
Well, who knows? We're about to find out.
And as part of that, she also spoke to me about possibly working with orphanages in other parts of the world, beyond Malawi, in places like Cambodia and the Palestinian territories. And she also did not discount the idea of adopting again.
Wow.
So this seems to be a new sort of beginning for her, she says.
Good.